Greetings. I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Next month, on October 15th, Design Intelligence will be giving its three-quarters update to the member firms of the Design Futures Council. From April through June, we presented what we saw as the best-case versus worst-case scenarios for the U.S. economy and the ramifications to the built environment industry accordingly. Sadly to say, the vast majority of worst-case data points came to pass through the summer months. And so, we will be updating our perspective for the 2021 through 2022 period. The current anchors dragging behind the real estate investment markets are twofold: dealing with the pile of unserviceable and therefore defaulting debt, coupled with unprecedented multidimensional uncertainty. This is not expected to ease in the coming months. The debt default levels in the hospitality and retail sectors continue to rise. The worst-case scenarios are legion, so we're left to discern how to proceed from here. Back in early May, Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, stated that for the U.S. economy to recover in a healthy and sustainable manner, it would require three things occurring in unison. The first of these would be how the federal government handled fiscal support and monetary policy. This was handled in a hiccup manner through the CARE Act, with foolish administration occurring in the PPP program. Since then, we've witnessed fiscal support being handled as a political football, with weeks and weeks passing without a bipartisan agreement to further support the American people. Over the next 60 days, as the election reaches its boiling point, there's little confidence that such a joint agreement will be met that will meaningfully support the millions of people and hundreds of thousands of businesses struggling to make it as fall and winter arrives. What should be basic common sense based on a relationship between a citizenry and the government it placed is missing. Giving the citizens the benefit of the doubt by coming to their aid in such a climate of crises is the common sense I'm referring to. The second thing the Fed chair noted was that the American people would have to remain safely distant from one another, following CDC directives, over an extended period in order for us to stabilize. This has not gone well, and we are now, after these many months, the worse for it. The newest likely case projection from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, a leading authority through this COVID-19 period, states that by January 2021, the U.S. will top 410,000 deaths, which is over double the level as of the recording of this podcast. Well, how can this be? Well, it comes down to whether Americans will heed the warnings, inconvenience themselves for however long it takes, and stop questioning the science in favor of ridiculous conspiracy theories. The third dynamic, the chair stated, was that the U.S. and the world would have to have well-planned and executed reemergence plans. This has been nothing short of a disaster, with states not fully collaborating with one another, and most nations acting independently rather than interdependently. Unless the G20 nations come together, no holds barred, to address this mess, we will continue to play whack-a-mole indefinitely with the pandemic, the global economy and its myriad regional expressions, and ultimately with the growing negative impact of climate change. So what's a leader in the built environment to do? How should one respond to all of this? Firstly, recapture your perspective if somehow it's gotten muddled. Do this by surrounding yourself with solid, commonsensical advisors and trusted colleagues. Secondly, secure the assets of your firm, both human capital and financial capital. Thirdly, focus on opportunity. There's tremendous opportunity in the markets begging to be had by innovative leaders. Much of the pre-COVID world has shifted. Fundamental shifts in the economy are underway. So how will you respond to the wave of new opportunities this presents to us? Are you exercising the leadership savvy you possess? Are you accepting the fact that for such a time as this, you've been placed in leadership? What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.